I got shit that people don't think about. Like, I'm making shit with plantain, I'm making shit with tostones, I'm making food that I've been traveling and seeing in Jamaica. I've been Jamaica. We was just in Jamaica 2 weeks ago. I've been to Mexico twice, been to Puerto Rico. I've been, you know what I'm saying? So these places, and I love the island food because certain people only think that certain food come from certain islands, and it's not. It's a Caribbean island thing. You know what I'm saying? So to be around the places and
Just
get certain,
tropical places sometimes.
yeah, that's what it is. And so to be around and get them flavors, like, I know I served an all white family and they was like dying over my Brussels sprouts. And they so good.
The Brussels sprouts is
Mini
cool.
baby cabbages.
With the
I don't
bacon,
care.
you put the bacon.
I haven't done them with bacon at all. And I can do it even though I don't eat pork. I can do beef or turkey, but I make them so good, and this is not even no bullshit. They don't need anything but what I make them with. Dead ass.
Well, that's good though, because
No,
if
DJ
they're
hollering
looking
right
like to
now.
praise the Lord.
Like,
he hollering right now.
I had a person tell me, say, I never thought I'd eat Brussels sprouts. Man, her, man, my girl's dad told me. My girl's dad told me he thought he'd never eat jackfruit again because the first time he had it was bad. I made jackfruit and I made it like pulled pork. I poured it all
Yeah,
over the
jackfruit.
pan, dried it out, put it in the oven, dried it some more, pulled it out, hit it with some seasoning, mixed it up, put it back in the oven, pulled it out, melted butter, boom, 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 olive oil, mixed it, seasoned it, pineapple barbecue sauce. People almost got mad at me because they thought it was real meat at the baby shower I took it to.
Nah, listen, man.
That's how good it was.
Jackfruit is good. You mess with jackfruit?
Pulled chicken over some jasmine rice, man. I'm fucking niggas head up with this
It's
rice.
like, it's it's, I mean, it's just a fruit.
It's
but
a fruit like pineapple texture, but it's meat. It's like a meaty flavor.
If you cook it right.
If you cook it right. Just like I just found a mushroom that's made like chicken.
What's it called? A
I
mushroom
forget,
made.
but it's orange and it's about big as my forearm. It comes rippled, and when you pull it apart, it looks just like chicken.
Only
I know
mushroom.
What you're talking about. You're talking about
man,
the mane or
the
something
yeah,
mane. It's like a lion's
mane. Yep, yeah.
Like
and bro, it looks when you pull it apart,
you can
it
make
looks
them look
like
scallops in it.
It makes them look.
I
bro,
cook them
I'm telling you, if you make them like, if you cut them the long way because they curl. The way they do them, they pull them down the ripples. So they pull it down like strips, and they hit it in the batter, and then they fry it. All my life, I was told mushrooms was bad.
They're not, though. They're actually
but
no.
Now, the reason why they tell you mushrooms are bad, because back in the 19...
Some of them can be.
Some of them can kill you, for sure. And back in the 19, I think like 40s or 50s, they found out that The DNA helix, you know how the double helix of the DNA strand, you know
yeah.
how that looks, you know how they came across that, how they figured that out.
It's like probably through mushrooms.
He was high. The person was high on LSD, so he was able to map out what a DNA strand looks like with the X and Y chromosomes being high on LSD. So that lets you know that the shit he saw wasn't a hallucin. He wasn't hallucinating. He just saw shit on a in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's that.
Because with the way he the way it's mapped out,
I'm gonna offer pushback.
That's fine. The way it's
he
mapped
could
out,
have just been high and just described something for everybody. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to look like that. But I do understand. I'm not
right.
saying it's not.
But the way it matches
so
up,
that much
the way it matches up with the XY chromosomes, each time it makes a male or a female. I don't know what else there is in the world.
I just always ask the question, do you ever think about the world or somebody, if other people designed it?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel
know.
Like most of the shit I talk about, people be like, this nigga crazy.
Nah, like, you know what I'm saying? We have conversations, bro.
Yeah.
But that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but yeah, like, mushrooms are very, very important. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've watched a couple of documentaries on mushrooms and how, like, yeah, they're just like very important.
Psychedelic.
Well, there's the psychedelic kinds. Yeah, there's the penis envy and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mushrooms. But y'all was talking about lion's mane.
Yeah, this is a mushroom you can consume. Like, you know what I just found in my backyard today? Nightshade.
Explain.
Bruh,
explain.
So peep this, right? So in the front of my mom's house is grown. So it's vines all over my mom's house. And okay. These are grapes.
Yeah.
Now this says it's from, it's called Boston Ivy, right?
Yeah.
Boston Ivy, you would think that it was like, oh, this shit gonna be poisonous where it's at.
But it's not?
No, these are grapes.
You know what's crazy is Don made some like mulberries and some lemonade with the mulberries in the trees outside of it. Like, you know, he's staying in the old apartment, like where I was at. Out there, like, that shit was amazing. It was some of the best lemonade I've ever had in my life.
A mulberry?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've
ever seen. Like these, so look.
It's a lot of things outside that you could just pick and eat. You just can't go pick and eat everything outside.
I know.
Both these plants are poisonous, though, right? So I found Boston Ivy in my front yard, and then I found Nightshade in my backyard. And Nightshade, it comes in green, yellow, and orange. Green, red, and orange. Okay. And I'm like, are these peppers? And my brother was like, no, those are tomatoes. And I'm like, no, those don't look like tomatoes because they're small.
Yeah.
Bruh, nice. He said,
no, they're tomatoes.
That's the funny. Little tiny little red ones.
That's fine. The niggas was about to make salads with some poisonous little berries.
This is how it looks. This is exactly how it looks. Why is it not clicking?
I don't know.
So this is how it looks in my mom's backyard.
Those look like little cherry tomatoes. So glass.
If you grind these bitches up and slip it into somebody's whatever, it'll kill them. The front yard and the backyard of my mom's house.
Okay, so maybe we'll not release the recording that you have.
No, it's just crazy because my brother said back in the day my mom threw seeds outside. Because she used to want to plant shit. And she just threw seeds outside and see if they grow. Like my sister threw weed seeds.
Do you think that's possibly the result?
This has to be the result of something she threw outside.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. Because right there is exactly what I grew up with in New York. And we used to eat them off the trees in the back of our houses and stuff like that. And my mom's like, stop your shit. Stop eating that shit. You're going to get poisoned. That's garbage.
Listen.
She used to smack up the side of the head. We're like, I had a cousin. But I don't know why we ate it, and it's like a little tiny seed on the inside.
And it's a little tiny seed on the inside.
Yeah. And we never died. We never got sick from it.
So that means that y'all immune to it. That's what y'all built an immune to it.
You know, because
every night y'all went to sleep, y'all heart stopped a little bit. Y'all woke back up. Right? That's how that you woke up.
No, that's funny. No,
he's probably right, and to an extent, I really do think we build an immune that way. Because honestly, I barely get sick or anything like that. I'm not saying that's the reason why, but I'm just saying, you know, eating random things and picking up like food from McDonald's. The dirt, and you would just do it all the time.
Listen, I stopped eating artificial sugar back in June, the 1st of June. I stopped eating. He just asked me when I got over there. You drinking? I had stopped drinking and everything. Two days I stopped drinking. I consumed so much water in the first day. I didn't use the bathroom the first day to let me know how much my body was dehydrated. I drank like almost 3 gallons of water.
And you didn't need to use the bathroom?
And I didn't use the. I used the bathroom twice.
Nigga, you was empty.
I was so dehydrated because I had been drinking like crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I stopped doing that. I stopped eating certain foods. I started eating artificial sugar. And then I get up at 6 o'clock, and then I need to take a nap. Then I can go the whole day. Then my sex drive went up, and I was just I started drinking water for 5 days, infused water with oranges, strawberries, watermelon, all that type of shit.
No,
infused
water,
and man, I felt like I was in high school again playing football. I did ass. I told my girl, I was like, man, I ain't been like this in a while. I had this much energy in a long time. Getting up, working out. I'm up to 50 push-ups. I used to do 100 push-ups straight up.
Nigga. Oh, like in a row?
In a row. 100 push-ups like without stopping.
Yeah, that's good.
Dead ass. When I was in college, you remember Spidell?
Marcus? The name.
Me and Marcus had a push-up contest, dude. I got to 81 push-ups. straight out. I used to do 100 push-ups straight out. When I was, man, what? Listen, I was benching, man, oh my goodness. Look,
no, when I first came, I was not that nigga, so don't, this is not a story about me. it is a story that I'm in, though. Like, the my very, like, you remember Rocket Launch? When you come down for the freshman orientation and okay, shit, yeah, yeah, and you, like, yeah. stay in the dorm. Yeah. And your parents stay in the dorm and shit.
Yeah.
So my mom stay in the dorm. My homie, Tonio, shout out Tone Allen. Okay. From the Natty and shit. Like, that's when we met. That's when I met all the Natty niggas. That's why I never jumped in any of the Natty fights, because they was, like, the first people I met in Toledo before school started. Like, I'm not about to be fighting for just Cleveland, and these niggas was cool to me, too. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? So, like, Tone, fast forward. That day in Rocket Launch, it was me, him, and Charles Forte. Now, Charles was probably gone before you got there, because Charles was, he was into drugs. Like, he was just talking about a nigga on LSD, then Charles was into drugs. He was, like, one of the nicest niggas in Cincinnati on football, like, you know what I'm saying, running back, dog. He was, walked onto the team. But like I said, he was into drugs. That's another story. This day is me, him, and Tone. This nigga Charles hit 100 push-ups flat out. Mm-hmm. Tone hit like 88. I might bust like a light 37, 44, you know what I mean? Wasn't it? No. Mm-hmm. I told you, the story wasn't about me. After he did his 100, Tone did his 88. I did 44, we'll say 44. This nigga did another 100. Charles was a nut, bro. Like, he was even.
But you gotta think about it. When you condition your muscles to do, and another thing is,
it's almost tricking like your mind. For it.
You gotta trick your mind.
Yeah.
Because when I do push-ups in that vast amount, I count in tens. And I don't go over because I'm going to tell myself, oh, I only got to do 10 push-ups.
Tens? How you? Which? One.
All the way
one,
to 10, one. Then back, then from 10 back to 1, and then back up to 10.
That's
I don't never start over. I just count backwards. But it's tricking my mind to tell myself, I only got to do 10 push-ups. I'll never give myself over 10. Because then I'm going to tell myself, damn, I gotta hit 30. Like, the only time that fucked me up the other day is when my daughter counted them bitches out loud.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. No.
That's psychological.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying. That's the thing. Because when you work out at the gym, right? This is what I tell people. This is my analogy when I tell people. When you work yourself out of the gym all day, you be at the gym. Say you was at the gym 4 hours and you sore as fuck. When you go home and you go to sleep, you go to home to rest your mind. You do not wake up and be fully, oh, I'm limber. You're still sore because you do not go to sleep to rest your mind.
But you be ready again.
You go to sleep to rest your mind. Right. But that's where the mind over matter comes in. You have to have to trick your mind into, oh, it's just my body.
I asked you a question
before
and I ask you, like, what do you think? Do you control your brain or does your brain control you?
Oh, I control my brain.
Okay. What you think?
I believe so, yeah.
You control your brain?
I believe, yes.
No, no, no.
Because how do you control your brain?
So,
how are you controlling your brain?
So, here's the thing.
With your brain?
About 15, here.
15. Are you not your brain? Like, 15, what you mean?
You're telling your brain. You're talking.
No. Yeah, but you got to think about, yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's a belief. It's part of the belief.
Right. And it's also like when you sleep, right? So, boom, here's a good example. When you sleep in your subconscious.
That is a very cocky thought. Like, for me right now, the thought is like, listen, you don't know how you breathe. You can stop yourself for a second, but you couldn't keep stopping yourself. And you don't tell yourself to breathe. You breathe on your own. Now, you know that you can move functions and shit around, but at a certain point in time, when your brain actually breaks down, when you gonna feel what you used to do, you not gonna be able to do that shit. Also, you feel like the thoughts that you think are created by you, but before you was even you and knew what the fuck you was, something processed all of that shit and put it together for you. But you telling me that you control that shit.
Okay, but what you just said was, if you go back 3 sentences.
All right, come on.
What you said was, you said your brain controls what you do. We didn't say you said, do you control your brain? Just because your brain can't control your body anymore to do what you wanted it to do or used to do doesn't still mean you don't control your brain. It's just a machine that your brain was functioning no longer works. That's all it is to it. A brain can send messages to any type part of the body, and it may not pick it up. Like a paraplegic. A paraplegic probably believe they can walk. A person that has lost a limb can have a pain in their leg that they don't have. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like...
Explain Alzheimer's then.
I feel like Alzheimer's is based off of the food you eat. I'm sorry. I'm just...
Okay.
I feel like when you eat certain foods and you put heavy metals in your body and it dumbs down your immune system, what are you doing to make it, like, if I every time I get sick and they say, oh, he got a fever, take him to the hospital, and you get to the doctor and they give you something to reduce the fever when the fever is the solution to whatever illness you have, that's the body's way of getting rid of the illness, is raising the temperature. So I don't understand, why would you go and give something to reduce it?
Well, depending on like how high you are. Well, I am rolling with you, because I always say all the time, like, you know what I'm saying?
The fever is the solution.
Medicines like don't like not cure you. I mean, there are some shit like antibiotics that can cure you, and then there's like natural antibiotics and shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Antibiotics is nothing but alkaline fluid.
Okay.
I went from being, oh, I gotta test my blood sugar because I got diabetes, yeah, to, oh, you don't have to worry about this anymore because I changed my entire diet.
So he did say he was ready to pop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like, they tell people, they did a study on,
you called it out.
They did a study on 20 dogs, right? Yeah. 10 dogs they fed natural food.
Yeah.
And the other 10 dogs, they fed processed food. But each time they fed the group of dogs, they fed them in the sun. And each time the dogs that ate processed food ate in the sun, they got worse. And each time the dogs that ate regular food in the sun, they actually got healthier, because they said you're supposed to consume food in the sun and then they eating processed food. If you could see how food is processed in some factories, would still eat it.
See, but was there a third contingency that they ate food in the dark?
Well,
or was it just all about the sun? Because that doesn't necessarily prove to me that the sun...
Well, no, the study that was done without any type of light was caressing an animal before you feed it.
Refuting it, I'm just...
No, caress, like petting the animal before you feed it to see how it is, how the pet's anxiety is, instead of just saying, come get your food and pouring the food in the bowl, and compared to talking to your animal and then feeding it. You know what I'm saying? That was the only other study that didn't have no sunlight. But there are other studies that you probably wouldn't believe if I told you, but you know.
Okay. Okay, listen. Listen. I told you, DJ was ready to pie. He hit me the other day. He's like, listen, we're going to have to record like 3 or 4. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what he told me. He said he was ready, full clip. So I only got a couple of questions.
Only.
Yeah, I got just questions.
It's like, been, you know, a long time.
Okay. DJ, look, I didn't even ask him no questions. Like, DJ just came with like 3 topics right there. And it was all like super interesting as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a reason, like, it's top 5 in the city. I've missed you on the pod. I miss being here, man.
That's why we like, can we do a video? I miss that shit. I be so these. I be telling my people, like, I miss pie for this shit. Y'all better pay me.
Nigga,
I almost beat a nigga up last week, man. That shit was crazy, man.
DJ, I wanted to really think tank with you. We do it off mic and shit, but we definitely got think tank about some shit. Do for sure. Cause nigga, you know what I'm saying? It's September 21st. It's coming, you know? September
21st. I'm about to show my. I don't even know if I'm gonna wear a shirt tomorrow. I might just wear suspenders and a bow tie. Hair down.
Oh, you did say you're going to a
sex party.
He's gonna
have a line of women.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, man, what?
You're like, oh, I'm gonna.
I might get the mad half Phantom mask on. Man, I'm about to.
Alright, there's definitely gonna be some extra shit, because we gonna start the next one proper. We're gonna start the real podcast proper with the intro.
I'm about to make my page proper.
That's one of the ones for the talk.
For sure.
That's one of the ones for the talk.
No, for that.
Yeah, it wasn't even no crazy.
I'm 2 minutes away. I stay around the corner.
Oh, I know. I know. We back in the hood where everything is good, man.
Everything good. Listen. Shit over here.
It's not necessarily everything good. It's a lot of things that happen on my street.
Oh, man. It's a lot of shit that happened. I'm not worried about this.
But it's all good, though. You feel me? Yeah. All right.
Like the accident that just happened?
Out there?
She said that was, he said that was an old lady.
It was an older lady.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. I hope that's not his house.
I just don't understand.
2 houses over. I got a car with a gun on the arm. Like, what's going on over here?
And the two babies are right there. I'm just going to
put it on the porch, right.
It's like, no, that thing happened earlier today. I really don't know how it happened, though.
I know. It looked like somebody nicked her. But then it
I don't
like
know, somebody was coming quick and she jumped at the wheel, like, you know what I'm saying?
Cause and it's weird because her wheel is turned out this way, but the bumper is crashed that way. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she tried some to straighten kind of up. Bearing issue, maybe?
She had to turn quick and then tried to straighten up.
Something happened, but she towed that bitch up. She might as well total that bitch out of her age.
It's a nice car.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I thought somebody had stole it when I pulled up.
Nah, it was an older lady and it was older friends that came to help her out. It was
Gladys?
I just not.
That's so slavy.
No, just because that's the people name you hear when you go to the church.
Yeah, right.
I've never met a Gladys. I do Gladys Knight, but it's the only other Gladys I've ever met in my life. I've never been at church with any Gladys.
I have a cousin named Gladys.
I don't know the older Gladyses.
I have a cousin named Gladys, wear a big hat with a flower.
I feel like an OG knowing a Gladys, like a young Gladys, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, oh yeah, true.
The OG, like, think about the people that knew Gladys before the Pips, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's some OG shit. She's
older. Anytime I go to the doctor and they call my name, they don't expect the Gladys.
Yeah.
They waiting for that one. Hey, look. With the
they don't expect
that's
the Gladys.
That's the same shit people
expect. They don't expect the Gladys. You say name? They look. And they're just like, oh, that's Gladys. Holy shit. Okay.
Dathan, huh? People do not expect to see me.
Dathan.
When I went to the first person's house I did a dinner at, dude stopped me at the garage like, not gonna lie.
Do they ask you is that Bow Wow's real name? I didn't even know you grew your hair out.
They was like, I wasn't expecting you. The shirt guy with dreads and tattoos. First time I ever went to somebody's house, I'm all the way in Wakeman. Drove out.
DJ, you be in some cities, bro.
Hey, man, white people. Man, you know what this white person did for a living?
He told me he was going to Burton the other day.
I said Burton, you know?
I said Burton.
I bought 2 rabbits. I almost bought a goat the other day.
Don't they sell furniture then?
The Amish people, yeah.
Yeah, to save its life, you know?
It was only $2.75.
Do you see their eyes? I fear them. I'm sorry.
They're so cool.
No. No,
the goats.
Oh shit! I was like,
do you see her eyes?
I missed the goat part. I'm sorry.
That's
y'all.
Funny as fuck.
I missed the goat part. I missed it. Which I was talking about because I was still hooked on the. All right, my bad.
I haven't seen a goat in person. I went to pet it and I seen that. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Rectangle.
Yo, that is
they
creepy.
Like up and down or something?
No, they sideways on like some rectangle shit.
No, they're like, it's like cat eye opposite way. It's weird.
But they're rectangles.
And they're shiny. It's not
And
like
they spit on you if you
they
get too
close. They look devilish. No,
but they had pygmy joints though, right? So they got the pygmy goats that don't get no bigger than like a
I don't think I've ever seen those in person.
Oh my God.
They might be so cute, but
they're fucking great.
I won't look at their face.
This chick that got a goat tattoo on her stomach.
She's worshiping the devil.
You think so?
She's an Aries that worships the devil.
Woo! I missed that one. See, I can't even fucking lie because I missed that one.
The Aries, listen.
She's got a full ram horns and everything.
Is I see the picture.
I take it work.
She's pretty sexy.
Yeah, but no, I was out there like I bought a pallets from the job today because they had 8-foot pallets. I'm about to build a shed in my mom's backyard and put the animals back there. I got 2 dogs. The bunnies get along with each other.
Are you gonna build a boat too?
That's because he anticipates the buying more animals. He's trying to be prepared. If you do that, what's gonna happen. It's like going to the store and you're saying, hey, I'm gonna get two items, but you take that cart because you don't want to carry it. You done fucked yourself.
Oh no, I know now, I'm gonna get more animals. I'm definitely gonna get more animals. Because the two bunnies would fit. One was $35 and one was $15. I was like, why the fuck wouldn't I buy them? What the fuck? And I bought them and then I left. I was like, hello.
All right, well, I raised my hand. Like, you asked the question, why the fuck wouldn't I buy them? Well, just because something is a bargain does not mean that I want
it. But this is how the lady told me, though. She said, oh, I was walking away with the first rabbit. If you see the first rabbit, though, you'd be like, I would have bought him, too. He's very snuggly. He has.
I'll tell you a million other things that I wouldn't buy for $50.
No, he was 30. Together, they was 50. So, look. So I'm walking out with the first rabbit, though, right? I'm walking out with the first rabbit, and the lady like, hey, how you doing, my Havana?
I got another rabbit. One.
She said I got another got one for sale. So like, look, this is the reason why she said she wasn't going to, she didn't want to keep him. Because he wasn't going to be a good father. These are show rabbits. They have ribbons. I'm taking these rabbits out of cages with ribbons on them. She said, this rabbit isn't going to be a good breeder. He's not going to be a good dad.
Why?
Because he was clumsy. And he's only 4 months.
So they predict because they're clumsy that they're going
to
be good.
But certain rabbits at 4 months are very, 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 very there to be show rabbits. She said he didn't even get put on the table to be showed today. But he made it to the show. He just didn't, at the prequels, he didn't get all the way to the table. And I'm just like, oh, the fuck.
And she sold him dude for
$15.
$15. He's clumsy. So
that is actually that's
well. He is the only rabbit that jumps I've ever seen jump. When I cut the lights on, that nigga jumped off the like he was standing by the cage. And I cut the light on, and that nigga jumped back. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck traumas he had when lights came on?
He said, "Pick me, please, pick me."
Well, they did say they was under a lot of stress because of the show because they said they was being passed around and looked at and touched by a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, you talking about a show rabbit, nigga? I just want to hop around. But
ever since he's been at the house, though, he's been cool. Ever since he's been at the house, I had them both together. They've been cool. They've been chilling.
Because this nigga, like,
ain't a lot of people around, right? Like, it took me, like, when I used to pick him up, the first 2 days, he'd kick his bottom feet real, real fast, and I had to turn him around and put him on my chest, and then he'd just calm down. But they formed, they babies.
And this nigga smoke weed, we all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, the cleanup for their asses is so easy, man.
He said, he good now. You still got the ferret?
And the cat.
Yeah?
And they just be looking too. Like.
This nigga DJ has.
They be in that bitch like. The cat don't be doing shit. The cat really don't give a fuck about nobody.
I don't feel like I never seen your cat. But the ferret I've seen a few times. And he always, like, I'm not.
He's such an asshole, bro.
Yeah, like, I remember I had a beer and he went up to try to drink it. And so what I said to that beer.
Yeah.
What, the cat?
No, the ferret.
He's such a dickhead.
Oh shit!
He's like a big dickhead. He steals shit. The first day we had him,
I was just gonna ask that. Like, do they?
Like the first day we had him over there, he stole the top to my daughter's bottle, and we thought we was going crazy because we thought we lost it, and then we found the bitch in my cousin's room.
Like a baby bottle.
Yes, and he chewed that bitch up because they like rubbery shit. But they that's what they do. Like when we moved from around the corner. We found like 3 shoes under the couch, a fucking a pack of wraps, some candy.
You'd have to be gone.
But ever since we got the cat though,
you're a community.
The cat hated the nigga the first week. She slapping the shit out the nigga. And then
cats is aggressive.
You know what you're thinking? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like, damn, I go to work. I'm anticipating that I'm going to eat something very special, whatever it is. Comes back, his parent ate that shit. You, motherfucker!
Yeah, like, slap it.
He's like, no, he got to go.
He said, we found his shoes. He said, we found his shoes.
Yeah,
oh, hell no. My shoes.
And but
nigga, when I come home from the Presto,
when we left for the week,
you got to go. Presto, nigga.
When we left for the week, we gave a cat to Brenda, the girl that gave it to us, and then the fairy was there with her sister because we let her sister house it. So, soon as the cat come back though, I'm holding her, talking to her. She take off of my lap and then she just disappear. I'm like, damn, where'd she go? Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing.
Nigga, she's on top of the cage where Floyd was trying to get back in the cage. I'm like, y'all only been away from each other a week. Y'all didn't even like each other when y'all left. What the fuck?
Cats do their thing. I like cats. I love some cats. I like dogs too. But I like cats. Cats is kind of cool. Look, I'm gonna end. We got a whole half hour. Just I'm gonna end this junk. This will be some shit for the just. I'm gonna toss out on some random shit. You know how we do, nigga. More extra episodes, and some niggas got real pods. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas don't even got as many pods as we do on the extra episodes. Shout out to them. We out of here.